Welcome back, beautiful souls. This is for the new moon in Leo / Mercury retrograde. As ever, all of these readings are timeless. I am open for bookings in October for tarot and oracle readings, Reiki session or attunements, past life regression, hypnotherapy, or sound therapy. Can head me over an email at cosmicangel555@gmail.com. I will also be hosting a sound bath around Halloween. Let me know if you are interested. True Zeal. So serious inquiries only, beautiful souls. I'm after having to drag myself a bit of the darkest hole ever. So serious inquiries only. Thank you. So on the 16th, we have a new moon in Leo. This energy is offering us a reset, a clean slate, a new lunar cycle. This reset is linking in with our emotions. As ever, this is a powerful time to set intentions. Getting clarity on what we are focusing our energy on. This Leo energy offers simplicity, passion, and joy. Leo rules over the crown chakra. It rules over the fifth house in astrology. I do apologize if there is any background noise, guys. I am recording this during the day before the Lionsgate portal, actually, because I have so much energy and me guides, higher self, and my twin flame, intergalactic council, also is after guiding me to do this. And then I'll be back for the next one with the blue moon in Pisces at the end of the month. So, back to this energy. What can we simplify in our lives to create more room for ease and joy? This Leo energy is also activating our heart centers. With Venus being retrograde, this could bring any issues, emotions around relationships to a head, to a climax. This energy can also bring up our self-worth and our relationship to that and our relationship to money. So giving and receiving. In love, in time, in all aspects, in relationships. If you are dealing with conflicts in relationships at the moment, ask yourself how this situation is guiding you to your self-love and your self-worth. Black Moon Lilith and Uranus are active at this time. Lilith is bringing in that raw divine feminine power, energy, essence, helping us to know our worth, stand in our truth and in our power, helping with any challenges that may come, and tapping into her energy and see also what sign is in Lilith in your chart. This will help with seeing what challenges may arise for you. We also have Uranus, the planet of awakening, is active, and it's bringing in some volatility energy, maybe surprises, maybe some unsettling news. There is a big shift around relationships with all of these energies. And with that being said, new moons are times for new beginnings and intentions. So we also have Mercury going retrograde in Virgo on the 23rd. And Mercury rules communication, technology, travel, contracts, mail, etc. Virgo is a sign of detox, purity, health, organization. Virgo hates chaos and disorder. So with Mercury, the ruler of it, it can make this more amplified. Virgo analyzes too, and the retrogrades disrupts reliability, order and routine. All the things that Virgo handles well. And Virgo is also detail orientated, so triple checking work dates, times, etc. Because as we know, retrogrades can disturb this flow. Okay, so as ever, let us take a moment and shift our awareness. Ground our cord down into Mother Gaia. And also up into Venus and the cosmos. Tuning into our heart center. And the amazing frequencies of love, light and guidance that's available right now. Okay, so right now, if you'd like to just open up and receive, I'm going to send some energy along with this frequency for your crown chakra as I play the singing bowl. So beautiful souls, we're getting stuck right in here. We do have some amazing messages, a lovely spread, a new deck as well that I've bought that I'm using. Oh yeah, so the first card that we got overall energy for this new moon in Leo is release. So we are being guided now to let go. It's time to release anything that is no longer serving us for our highest good. This can be people, places, situations, old habits, old ways of being that are negative, that are lower in frequency, that are outdated, that do not serve us for where we are right now in our journey and where we are going. When we do release, we make room, we make more room for the new to come in, more room for new habits, more room for new opportunities, more room for new energy. Also, especially in energy work, if you are building up energy and not directing it to the universe, to deities, to wherever it may be directed to go, this can then become stagnant energy, stagnant waters. It can get stuck, cause us to feel overwhelmed. It can cause physical dis-ease in the body and ailments. So really releasing under this energy is coming in strong, and releasing it with love is the message that I'm getting. As I mentioned, Leo rules the fifth house, which is linked in with creativity. It's linked in with our childlike with the imagination. It's linked in with romance also, playfulness, sensual joy, creativity again is coming in strong. Maybe you are being drawn to go back to certain projects that you may have started and never had the courage to launch, or maybe you are getting downloaded now with new information of different creative ideas that need to come out. So all in all, with this fifth house and with this overall energy as well for this new moon and with this Leo energy, it is finding the joy and creativity in self-expression. Not being afraid to show that to the world. Okay, our next card, guys, is from the Rose Oracle, and the one after that is from the Healing Waters, which is her new deck. And these two cards are interlinked. They well look nearly the same. They're both linking in together. The first one we got is the Wild Rose. Do it your way. Embrace your uniqueness, untamed. If someone says that you're not normal, say thank you. If someone says that what you're doing isn't normal, say naturally. The wild rose knows that no one rose is the same as another. She doesn't try to bloom in a neat row according to a schedule. She doesn't open and close according to who walks by. She trusts her timing and she blooms with wild abandon. She's resilient. She knows who she is. The wild rose knows her true, unique nature, and she wants you to remember yours too. She knows that what makes you wild makes you free. That's what's kept us contained. That's what's causing us harm. That our diverse, unique nature is what's needed now more than ever. This card comes with an invitation to do what would make you feel most free. To trust in the very thing that makes you stand out. To realize that you were never meant to fit in. You are never meant to grow in a perfect, cultivated way. You were never meant to bloom in unison with someone else. You are never meant to be captive or controlled. Nature is full of diversity. It's imperfect, I don't know what that word is, to its survival. And it is to ours too. So be who you came here to be. Express what you came here to express. Sing the song that you came here to sing. Together, the wild ones will be the ones who set us all free. And the Rose transmission. I free myself of what keeps me captive. I allow the unique wildness within me to be free. Wow, what a beautiful, beautiful card and message. Being your unique self. Okay, moving on to the next one because I don't know what the fuck's going on with my throat chakra right now. The Sirens, use your voice, expansion, freedom. In Greek mythology, which was robbed from Irish mythology, the Phoenicians, but that doesn't say that in this card, I'm just saying it, because that is the truth. The Sirens were half women, half bird sea creatures that would entice fishermen and sailors with their sweet and sensual songs. Free and empowered, they were not afraid to share their voice and use their natural gifts to attract what they wanted. This card is an invitation to use your own gifts, to share your voice, and to surrender into the most expanded version of who you are. To give yourself to the music that plays within. To share your song without wavering. To be free and to dance unrestrained in life. In life, there is an opportunity to become more and more alive and free with each passing day. However, most of us feel more and more trapped by the life that we've so consciously created. What do you need to do to embrace life fully? How can you step into your most expansive self? Often while we're growing up, we experience hurt, losses, and endings that we fail to address. Those memories stagnate within us, and it becomes harder to dance and sing. However, every moment of your life is an opportunity to change, to thrive and grow. Every moment is an opportunity to express yourself, to find your natural, unique way to dance and sing. And the soul inquiry, how are you being called to share your voice and expand into your most alive, empowered self? So straight away, it reminded me of The Little Mermaid. I went to see that recently with my daughter, and yeah, it was crazy the way the anti-mermaid, if that's what she's called, took her voice away. And they're just calling them sirens and this. But anyway, apart from all of that, how can you embrace life fully? How can you feel alive in the world? How can you feel connected to the world and to the people in it? How can you share your voice, your gifts, your self-expression? So our next card is the Magenta Dragon, guys. And when I was doing my Reiki bath on myself the other night, I was after calling on a couple of the dragons and a couple of the archangels, like I usually do. I seen this amazing visual of this pink Merkaba, but it was like this neon pink, magenta, iridescent color. It was amazing. And then I had like a black circle around it. Yeah. Wow, it was just so powerful. And then when I was talking to one of my soul sisters, one of them that's over in America, she was actually getting downloaded with some pink energy as well. And then I had, I'll get onto the card in a minute. Then I had a bit of contact, was it last night or the night before? And I took pictures because I always do. And this being, that's what I want to call it, it was like a pink color. You could just see how plasmic-y looking it was. So yeah, there's definitely some, I feel like it's probably the higher heart as well getting activated, because that can go into a pink and then an iridescent white. Okay, I'll move on to the Magenta Dragon. So this enables you to bring forward your soul wisdom, awaken your soul memories and higher spiritual understanding. Prepare for accelerated ascension. Oh yeah. Okay, so glorious fifth dimensional magenta dragons accompany us on our ethereal soul journey as we experience and learn from all the universes, planes and dimensions. As they travel with us, they remind us that we are immensely wise and learned beings with so much to offer. Because we have gone through the veils of amnesia, we have forgotten who we truly are. As soon as magenta dragons connect with us, they prepare us to remember our unique role in this universe. They place us in an extraordinary deep pink flame of love, higher spiritual understanding and wisdom. They work with Archangel Mariel, who is in charge of the soul star chakras of humanity. The dragons prepare the way so that Archangel can wake us up at a deep soul level. Once we have woken, we can never see ourselves in the same way again. We recognize who we truly are and bring forward our soul wisdom. This is a card of accelerated ascension. A magenta dragon is here to remind you that you are an illuminated soul carrying much wisdom. It is helping you to dissolve any remaining veils of illusion and preparing you to become an enlightened one. It has come to you now to remind you that all is love, for we are all one. It is time to see all things with the wise inner eyes of truth. Treat everyone as if they were you. Your guidance is to sit quietly with your magenta dragon and allow the door to your vast soul memories to open. When you reveal to yourself who you truly are, you will help to bring forward the new golden age. I have to take a second, guys. My heart chakra, and then I can definitely feel that magenta dragon pouring that energy into it. But apart from all of that, I'm working on my heart chakra like loads. My heart chakra, because of what I'm after going through. So I'm just going to take a second and pause. Okay, guys, we're moving on to my fourth deck. Intuition Oracle. So we got three main aspects out of this. We got hybrid, we got activation, and we got trajectory. So the hybrid DNA is getting activated. Whether you've gone down that rabbit hole or not, it's time for accelerated ascension, as the magenta dragon has mentioned. Everything is sped up now, guys. Nobody's having any time to have little toe dips in on their journey and just have a little soft time of finding stuff out. Everything's being accelerated right now. So that means your hybrid DNA is getting activated, 12 strand DNA. You carry 12 strands of different extraterrestrial DNA that you are activating throughout this incarnation. And more than likely, if you're listening to this podcast, you've signed up to more than one hybrid program, the Zetas being the main one, and then they can have offshoots of different hybrid programs. So that's just little seeds for you to go off. I will also be offering counselling quite soon with my services, and if you ever want to come and talk about any of these experiences, I'm able to hold space for that. Okay, before we move on to the next two cards, I pulled one of the cards out of my self-love oracle because the energy is so strong, self-love is coming up so much, and self-worth. So we got date night. Building your relationship with yourself is crucial to building healthy relationships with others. It's a time for the kind of necessary selfishness it takes to grow the spirit. Love yourself, love being with yourself, and take yourself on a date. Okay, so date night, guys. Woo! Date night with yourself. Taking yourself out on a date night. Because once you can be comfortable in your own company, that's when the bar raises of your self-worth and people have to bring in at least that. They have to be adding something to the party and the table because you're already happy in your own company. Okay, we're moving on to another two cards now in a second. Okay, guys, we got connect to the heart and then we got play. Both are intertwined. Play has come up a lot throughout this whole reading, as that is the energy of Leo. It is a playful lion, linked in with the heart. It is real, heart-led, I should say. The crown chakra rules Leo, but it is a heart-led sign. Leo has a big heart. But I want to read this one out, Connect to the Heart. This card asks you to connect to the heart space. This is a place of bravery, integration, vulnerability, and compassion. This may mean pushing past any fear you may have and opening up to true connection. This may mean finding forgiveness or empathy. This may mean softening. Most of us have layers of defense mechanisms around our heart that prevent us from being present, from receiving love, from giving love. This card asks you to examine what armor you can let go of and where you can nurture yourself in this space. The dog is represented on this card, and we can call upon a dog as a teacher of vulnerability and unconditional love. When dogs are bonding to their human, it is typically a rather quick process. Even those that have significant trauma can sense when they are safe and will open up to their companions. Small acts like rolling onto their back to expose their belly is a major act of trust, as they are exposing their most vulnerable parts to you. In general, dogs move through life constantly looking for love and connection. They are an ally to call upon when you have had painful experiences that have closed you off to life and other people. Dogs will teach you how to open up and allow love in when you are overwhelmed with fear. So, wow, what a powerful, powerful message there, especially the part of taking the armor off around the heart, opening up, nurturing ourselves in that space, giving ourselves that tender love and care and compassion, treating ourselves as we would a newborn baby as we are going through our healing and ascension. And play, guys, before I move on to the tarot, how can you bring more play into life? How can you lighten up? How can you soften? How can you bring more joy in? How can you bring in that connection? There is dolphins on the front of that card, and actually, well, we got dolphins as well for the galactic race and patterns that we're working with. So as we know, dolphins are very, very highly intelligent. They also use their song, their clicks, their language to communicate, but they can also communicate strongly telepathically. They are very social, I think, together as well, even though they have that nice space of having their own time, and they are always, always happy and enjoy. So, beautiful souls, we're getting stuck into the tarot. As ever, I did ask some questions for this new moon in Leo. First question I asked was, what was the overall energy of this new moon? And for that, we got heart expansion, activation, and opening. We got joy and compassion in relationships, in community, in opportunities. There's just a real flow coming in here in relationships. I feel like there could be also some changes coming in there too. The next question that I asked is, how will this energy affect us? And for that, it's going to affect us in a good way. It's going to reignite that passion, that fire, that creativity, that life force energy, that inner wisdom and strength. As I say that, the candle, I have a green candle burning there at the moment, guys. Moving to the beat of our own drum, igniting them ideas, tapping into some spontaneity. Is that the word? I don't know. That's what's coming true. So yeah, it's affecting us in a good way. So our next question that I asked is, what can we burn away? Okay guys, so we did get two cards for this. Straight away, there is some definitely self-doubt and ego coming in here, trying to keep us safe in the same spot. There's definitely some need for truth, for honesty, for things to be put out on the table. Again, with the ego coming up, I feel like it's trying to hold you back. Maybe some of that imposter syndrome coming in. Am I really that good? Can I do this? Again, the ego tries to keep us safe. It's always looking out for our fight, flight, freeze mode, survival mode. There's also a need to listen to others and kind of come together or see from a different perspective instead of just one way. The vibes I'm getting there is my way or the highway kind of thing, when I feel like there's some sort of compromise, especially balance, giving and receiving coming in there. The next question I asked is, how to play in the world? So for that, I feel like first of all, we're guided to connect with the earth and connect with the cosmos. Realize that we are a portal and a bridge in between them, and we contain everything that makes up the both of them. Therefore, we are an alchemist. We are a magician. We can tap into all of the elements. We can tap also into our life force energy. Realize that we can be the creator of our reality and timeline. There is different timelines happening right now. Also, it's not part of this card. I was just getting a download the other day before I was doing this podcast about water. There's so much water happening right now. I won't even go into what I was dealing with myself in the last 2 weeks. I got it sorted. I was talking to one of my students the other day. They were dealing with something with water, containing water. I've seen that there's lots of floods as well happening over in America right now. Shouts out to all my soul tribe that I have there in America. I have a lot of students, clients, soul tribe from there, from Canada, from Australia, from England. The downloads that I was getting was that we are getting rebirthed through this water. Our DNA is getting reactivated. There's purity, there's cleansing coming in. It's making room for the new. It's helping as well to release any stagnant energy, any stagnant waters that is in there. I really feel like it's linking in with the crystalline grid of the earth. Okay, so you know, I was kind of just, whoa, that just... Let's just pop a channeling in during the reading there. Okay. What was the next question? That was the alchemist for how we can play in the worlds. How can we harmonize our relationship with our ego? And for that, we can tap into our strength, into our heart center more than anything. Because our heart center will never lead us the wrong way. I'm just realizing that there was an infinity symbol on that last card, and there's another infinity symbol. And it's a strength card as number 8. So it's just all linking in. Everything's always moving. Nothing is at rest. It is a cycle. It is redirecting, retransmuting of energy, but none of that is linking in with that card that I'm talking about. Sorry, heart center. Heart center will help with balancing the relationship with the ego. Yeah. My cat just came in, guys. Eve's making an appearance for the podcast. Okay, guys, next question I asked was, what else do we need to know? We need to keep nurturing what we are growing. Keep also our life force energy topped up. It is crucial at this point. If you are not attuned to Reiki, please go on your Reiki journey for yourself. If you are attuned to Reiki, please make sure that you are keeping up on your Reiki treatments on yourself, especially with this energy right now. It's very, very strong. Okay. Final message from the universe is all about friendship, all about romance, all about keeping the heart center open, all about allowing ourselves to keep that heart center open, the armor down, letting healthy boundaries come in, letting soul tribe and soul mates come in, new relationship come in. Okay, last card before I wrap this up, guys. It is forgiveness and gratitude. It is the dolphin and it is parallel. While dolphins have been known as intelligent beings for hundreds of years, they have still been hunted and killed and seen as animals. Yet dolphin consciousness does more than simply forgive humans. Dolphins innately see humans as aspects of the Creator, and in doing so, they see the big picture and do not polarize themselves into victim and perpetrators. This card reminds you to move beyond forgiveness, which is often polarized. See all beings, even those who hurt you, as aspects of creation. The lessons they provide to you enhance your spiritual growth. Be grateful for them. Dolphins are sentient beings, much like humans, except without the high levels of polarity in their consciousness. This is why dolphins appear to exist in a joyful, fully present state. Being rooted in the now, they do not hold the pains of the past or the worries of the future in the present moment. Even though humans have hunted them and mistreated them for thousands of years, they do not hold a grudge, but continue to joyfully interact with us and even save us from danger. When consciousness is rooted in the now, the definition of forgiveness changes. No longer is there a past that needs to be forgiven. The joy and love of the moment is an expression of non-attachment to the pains of the past. If this card came up in your reading, the meaning can be on several levels. It may mean that you have a strong dolphin connection, or it may mean that the dolphin consciousness is working with you and, in a sense, is calling you to interact with it for the purposes of your own healing and growth. another meaning may be even more personal. If there is a person, including yourself, or a situation that you cannot forgive, this card's message is encouraging you to change your definition of what forgiveness means and transform the situation into gratitude for the lessons learned. The alchemy of redefining pain and forgiveness and instilling gratitude for the lessons learned ensures a powerful transformation that can free you from your past. So, beautiful souls, thank you so much for joining me for this new moon in Leo during this crazy month of August. I hope you enjoyed the messages. I hope they help you navigate the energy. I will be back for the blue moon in Pisces at the end of the month. Namaste.